Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today we're covering an article called AI Skills Crisis, The Real Threat Already Crippling Your Business by Brett Allegory Wood.
And it's one of those pieces that starts with a number that genuinely stopped me. 60%. That's the share of UK businesses that admit their staff don't have the AI skills they need.
6 out of 10. And this isn't a forecast for 2030. It's happening right now. Brett's core argument is that the real danger isn't AI taking over. It's people using AI without any training or guardrails.
He calls it shadow AI. And honestly, if you run a team of any size, this is probably already happening inside your building.
The example he uses is a marketing manager. She's under pressure, opens ChatGPT, and pastes in the company's full sales strategy, client list, and pricing. She gets a polished report back in minutes and thinks she's done a great job.
She has no idea she's just handed your most sensitive data to a third-party system with no security guarantees. That data is potentially being used to train the model for your competitors to query.
Then there's the finance example. A junior analyst uses AI to forecast cash flow. The model hallucinates a few large incoming payments. They look completely legitimate. He doesn't catch it. The business makes a major investment decision based on money that doesn't exist.
That one is genuinely frightening. Failed payments, damaged supplier relationships, potentially insolvency. And the cause wasn't a cyber attack. It was an untrained person using a powerful tool.
So why not just hire your way out of it? Brett takes that argument apart quickly.
Because the talent simply doesn't exist. Even Singapore, which Brett describes as one of the most prepared nations on the planet, found that 71% of employers there can't find the AI talent they need. It's the single hardest-to-fill role in the country.
And then OpenAI announced a major office in London, good for the UK's reputation, a disaster for every other company trying to hire AI talent. They'll vacuum up whoever's available and pay whatever it takes.
Brett mentions bidding wars running at 50 to 100% above the already inflated asking price. If you're a medium-sized business in Manchester or Melbourne, you're not winning that auction.
He also uses WiseTech Global as a case study. Large, successful Australian logistics software company. They didn't run a retraining program. They announced 2,000 redundancies.
Cold calculation. The skills their people had didn't match what the business needed anymore. And Brett's point is, don't assume leadership is patiently waiting to retrain your team. When quarterly results are under pressure, the board takes the simpler path.
And the fear inside teams is doing real damage in the meantime. 41% of UK employees are actively worried about AI taking their jobs. Nearly half your workforce.
Scared people don't take risks or bring new ideas. They go into survival mode. And who acts on that fear first? Your best people. They're not going to sit around waiting. They'll move to whoever has a plan.
So Brett's answer is stop buying and start building. Your existing team is already there. The goal is a structured program so that AI can augment what everyone already knows, making the whole team faster, sharper, and harder to replace.
Not a one-off lunch session on ChatGPT. He compares it to the early internet. The businesses that won weren't the ones who hired two internet guys and left them in a back room. They were the ones who taught everyone how to use email and the web.
Same principle. Marketing needs AI for content and analysis, finance for forecasting and fraud detection, sales for lead scoring, and everyone needs to understand what these tools can and can't do.
The businesses that build this will have a real competitive edge. The ones that don't will be writing restructuring announcements in 2 years' time. We all know what that actually means.
The one thing to do this week, Brett suggests starting with an honest audit. Could any member of your team tell you the difference between an AI hallucination and a factual output right now? If the answer is no, you already have a shadow AI problem.
Mine would be write a one-page AI usage policy. What tools staff can use, what data they cannot paste in, when to escalate. One page. Done.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
Worth doing.